Welcome back to the Noise Pop Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli, coming to you from Different Fur Studios in San Francisco, California. I feel like it's been a long time since we did a Noisemakers episode. Our last two shows featured four interviews with artists at South by Southwest on one of them, and we revisited the gender gap among music festival lineups in the other. Definitely go back in our episode archive and check those two out. But on this episode, we're getting back to what we do best, sharing the finest new music that you just gotta be listening to. And since it's been a minute since we've gotten back in the Noisemaker saddle, we've got eight new tracks to share this time. And on top of that, the music you're hearing right now under this intro comes from Kiefer's new album, Happy Sad, out now on Stone's Throw Records. So let's get into it. We've got some new jazz, some Chicago hip-hop, a couple promising new faces in indie rock, some Bay Area love, of course, and more. With that, you're now in tune to the Noise Pop Podcast's June Noisemakers Mix. They're back. Jazzanova are a German producer collective, and they've always made incredibly aware modern electronica in this pop crossover mold, but they haven't released a studio album since 2008. Their debut was In Between in 2002, and it was fairly groundbreaking for the new jazz chill out house genre. They always feature vocalists in a lot of their tracks, original works, remixes. Peep their Sound of the City Berlin record for an incredible rework of Lonnie Hall's Love Song. It's a personal all-time favorite. They've got a new album called The Pool coming out on June 29th on their own Sonar Collective label, and we're going to play the first single called Rain Makes the River, featuring a Scottish singer named Rachel Sermani, who has an incredible voice. Here's Jazzanova with Rain Makes the River featuring Rachel Sermani.
I'm
That was Jazzanova with Rain Makes the River, featuring Rachel Sermani. Hannah Vu is only 17, and wow, this track we're about to play here is something else. I can't put it down. It's called Shallow, and it's off of her upcoming EP called How Many Times Have You Driven By? It's out June 29th on Luminel. She's LA-based and about to go on tour with Sales, actually, but her career is really just starting to take off. I guess she collaborated with Willow Smith in the past. Consider yourselves notified here of Hannah Vu. She's really exploring a lot of styles in her music, but on Shallow, it's really just a straight rock banger. It's a great track. Here it is, Hannah Vu with Shallow. That was Shallow by Hannah Vu. If you've ever heard one of our My Mix episodes here on the show, it's when we sit down with an artist and listen to and have them talk us through some of the music that's influenced their own creative output. The first one we ever did was with Anthony Ferraro from Oakland band Astronauts Etc. And I'm biased, but it totally rules. We're going to link to it on the blog at noisepop.com/podcast. And now on the second Astronauts Etc. LP that's due out, I can hear the influences that Anthony talked about on that episode, from Minnie Riperton to Artur Vedokai to Graham Nash and beyond. Living in Symbol is the name of the album. It comes out on July 27th on Car Park Records, and it's co-produced by Anthony and Chaz from Tori Moi. This is the first single from that album. Here's Astronauts Etc. with The Border. That was The Border by Astronauts Etc. We love following the recent arc of Chicago hip-hop here on the show, and Rick Wilson is next up to bat, if you will. He's got a new EP out called Bamba on Hani El-Khatib's Innovative Leisure label, and dude's got a flow. We're going to play the closing track to the record. It's called Split. It features Senator Morimoto and has this really sweet 8-bit effect over a thick, bouncy beat. And Rick just kills it. Here he is, Rick Wilson with Split. Bamba. Forever. Tell me what you want and what you really need. Split between reality and what we dream. We gon' lose each other trying to chase forever. Chasing waterfalls when we can have the sea. Yeah, I don't slap a troll for what he wanna tweet. So why I punch a punk for what he say for free? I give a couple passes if you tweak on me. Mouth sauce on my chicken, but it's never sweet. Yeah, stuck between caring too much and giving up. Victim of tweeting, but not reading enough. Split between choosing the world or choosing you. Guess I'm addicted to picking my own news. And I split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. I said I split. Split between commitment and gone. I said I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. I said I split. Split between commitment and gone. That's why I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish these problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split. Yeah, da da da, why I split, split. Yeah, da da da, why I split, split. What I'm. You can wreck something precious in 30 seconds, but that can take a lifetime just to build it back. Yeah, if something easy to explode then keep together, then you should probably stay away from further gas. Victim of right love at the wrong time. Victim of flipping pennies to get a dime. Yeah, filter relations to get unfiltered rhymes. If I choose me instead, did I do a crime? You got me split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. You got me split. Split between commitment and gone. You got me split. Split between a shot and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish this song. You got me split. Split between what's right and what's wrong. You got me split. Split between commitment and gone. You got me split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish this song. That's why I split it. Got to die, die, why I'm split, split. Got to die, die, why I'm split, split. Got to die, die, while I'm split. Right and what's wrong, I said I split. Split between commitment and gone, I said I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split. Split between what's right and what's wrong, I said I split. Split between commitment and gone, I said I split. Split between a shout and a yawn. And before I finish my problems, I'ma finish the song. That's why I split. That was Rick Wilson with Split. Here's our second Bay Area shout-out of the episode, and we're about to enter chill mode for a couple tracks here, so have a seat, relax. Myrna is the Oakland project fronted by singer Carly Bond, and the band also features the homie Doug Stewart from Bell's Atlas on the bass. They just released the Strange Life EP on Native Cat Records, and it's comfort music, to say the least. The album was recorded at Tiny Telephone Studios here in the Bay Area, and Carly Bond's voice is just so pretty and lush. Here's Myrna with the lead single from that EP. This one's called Wildest Eyes.
Such dim light. looking for no surface. But in what light? There goes the wire these days. You ever seen?
That was Myrna with Wildest Eyes. This artist has been my absolute zen as of late. I turn to Juliana Doherty when I'm laying in bed or on an evening bus ride through the city, and just whenever I'm trying to wind down, look inside of myself, and just feel through these gorgeous strings and her voice. Oof, that voice. She's somewhere between Aldous Harding and Joni Mitchell or something, and I'm just over the moon at discovering this music. Her debut album's called Light. It's out now on Western Vinyl, and it's flat out one of the best singer-songwriter albums I've heard in a while. She studied poetry in college, and a lot of her music deals with finding solace despite occasional bouts of depression and anxiety, and I just love it so much. This song's called Baby Teeth by Juliana Doherty. That was Juliana Doherty with Baby Teeth. So now that you're thoroughly entranced by the music, we're going to gradually bring you back up here down the stretch. Masego is a Jamaican-born, Virginia-raised multi-instrumentalist, and you might remember him from the viral video for Tadao that he did with FKJ, where he played sax, he played drums, and he sang his ass off. Girl, you rockin' like... He just dropped the first single of his upcoming record, and hot diggity damn, it's fabulous. It's called Lady Lady, and it's co-produced by Soundwave, who's done an incredible amount of production for Kendrick Lamar. You name the Kendrick track, Soundwave probably has production credits on it. Back to Masego, his style's been referred to as trap house jazz, and he's kind of embraced that, and it totally works when you hear it. I'll let you do what you will with that, but there's an album on the horizon. You can catch him on tour with Leon Bridges in the meantime, including a September 7th date at the Greek in Berkeley. Here's Masego with Lady Lady. Yeah. Yeah.
If I should make her my baby, lady, lady, shake some, oh my. Maybe I should say the things I type online, be like, baby, baby. No, I can't, yes, you can't. Wait, I said, I can feel it, you feel it, we feel it, we feel it. I know she want me, she want me, she want me. Girl, you never let ya. Happy to call you my lady, you're special. Happy that you're my baby. Lady, 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 lady. If you classy but you reckless, then you gon' get you the necklace, lady, 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 lady.
That was Lady Lady by Masego. Okay, last track to send it home here. It's Pride Month, and that means a lot to us here in San Francisco. I'd be remiss if I didn't end with a disco dance floor jam with a glorious Gladys Knight sample from one of our go-tos here on the podcast, DJ Coetzee. Now, make no mistake about it, this is a track to dance your face off. I hear it and I picture a proud dance floor, rainbows circling around the room from a disco ball, and the vibe bringing of just the ultimate freedom of expression that's found in dance music, and it just screams pride to me. I think of all the pride celebrations that are happening this month in San Francisco, around the country, the world, and it just makes me happy as hell. So off of DJ Coetzee's latest album, Knock Knock, out now on Pompa Records, this one's called Pick Up.
Sad to think it's sad to think I guess neither one of us wants to be the first to say wants to be the first to say goodbye.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Noise Pop Podcast. We'll be back next month with another Noisemakers episode for you, and wishing you all many pleasant turns around the dance floor in the meantime. Many thanks to Different First Studios where this episode was recorded. The Noise Pop Podcast is produced by Colin El Producto Peden, and I must say au revoir to my companion, who is moving to New Orleans with his wife, beautiful baby girl, and second baby on the way. Much love. Our executive producer is Dawson Ludwig, and I'm your host, Adrian Spinelli. Cheers. I got the feels, dude.
said.